It is the State Capitol Report on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Communities around the state, they're learning how the new shared revenue formula will affect local services. We hear reactions on the ground from a roundtable of city leaders, and you can join in to discuss additional aid flowing from the state and what it will be used for. Call in with a question or comment at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Stephanie Hirsch is Eau Claire City Manager. Stephanie, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you for having me.
Good morning. And we have Anthony Penterman, Mayor of Kaukauna. Anthony, welcome.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
Good morning. And Mark Roloff is here, Oshkosh City Manager. Mark, welcome back.
Thanks, Kate. Thanks for having me.
Mark, let's start with you. How significant is the additional state funding that Oshkosh will receive?
Well, I think it's significant for all municipalities, certainly for the city of Oshkosh. While we are on the low end on the percentage side of 20%, it means about a $1.9 million increase in revenue for the city of Oshkosh. So that's certainly significant in being able to provide the basic services that for the last 30 years we've been getting cut very slowly but consistently over that 30 years. So essentially we're back to 1992 in terms of what we're getting from the state, but it's certainly a better situation than what we've been experiencing.
All right, back to 1992. Stephanie, from your perspective in Eau Claire, correct me with these numbers, expecting $1.2 million more, but that's less than 1% of the city budget. What do you make of this additional funding?
That's right. So we are, in general, really happy that the process happened and that many communities are benefiting, but the change has really little impact on Eau Claire's budget. And that's because we started off on the low end of what we receive for current shared revenue. Among larger communities, Eau Claire and Janesville and Waukesha all receive very little currently for shared revenue on a per capita basis. And because the change is a percent increase over current shared revenue, even if it's a larger percent, like 20%, our increase is also very small. And going forward, because the increase is tied to changes in sales tax, we will continue to see very small increases year over year.
Can you explain the why there, why communities like yours are on the lower end of the 20%?
From my perspective, and I think City Manager Roloff has much more of the long view, but the formula was set back in the past and communities have changed. And so I have studied, I'm interested in data, and I studied the per capita shared revenue for all kinds of communities, and it's tremendously variable. So one larger community has $10 per capita in shared revenue, and on the other end, it's $439 per capita in shared revenue. And some of it seems like it's connected to a lower income community, but some it's not at all connected. And so it's really very disparate. And it's, I think, as I mentioned, I think City Manager Roloff might have more of the history.
Mark, do you want to chime in there?
Sure, I'd be happy to. The City Manager Hirsch points out that there were actually two components to the shared revenue formula years ago that has long since been abandoned. There was a per capita formula portion of it, but there was also a formula called aidable revenues. And aidable revenues was a very complex method, but it took a look at expenditures. And if expenditures were going up, then the assumption was that the community needed it more. So the formula actually benefited the more you spent. On the other hand, there was also a part of the formula that said if you have a low property tax per capita, mm-hmm. that low property value per capita provided you some more benefit as well. But then when they started to really just mess with the formula, they froze everything in time. And so if you happened to be low spending at the time, you were frozen in and not getting a good benefit. Similarly, if your value was high per capita, that didn't help you either. So this freezing in time over the years, towns and smaller communities were actually vying for the per capita formula. Hmm. The per capita may have gotten up in the last changes right around Act 10. So the formula means absolutely nothing. I used to teach a public finance class 25 years ago, and I would go through this formula to try to explain it. Well, it's meaningless now. So to even teach it in a classroom is meaningless because it's based on nothing. So when somebody comes in like City Manager Hirsch and tries to make sense of this, it makes absolutely no sense without that historical perspective.
Well, let's get the view from Anthony Penterman, mayor of Kakana. What are your insights from Kakana?
Well, first of all, I want to thank Speaker Voss, Senator LeMahieu, Senator Federowitz, and Tony Kurtz, Governor Evers, and all the members of Congress who voted for AB 245, the shared revenue. You know, although the one penny is appreciated, I think there's still some discussion that it needs to be had. The city of Kakana is looking to see a 27% increase, so on the higher end. And that equates to about $559,000 for the city of Kakana.
How much of an impact will that make to Kakana residents? How will it be felt in your community?
It'll help. Not a whole lot. You know, over the last 20 years, state aid for critical local services like police, fire, and emergency medical services, you know, has steadily declined in real dollars. While inflation has caused the average prices to increase by over 50%. So the money, like I said, is appreciated, but it'll have minimal impact on us.
As we talk about increasing shared revenue from the state to local communities, we hear from Kakana Mayor Anthony Penterman there. Oshkosh City Manager Mark Roloff is here and Eau Claire City Manager Stephanie Hirsch. You can join the conversation with your question and comment about shared revenue, 800-642-1234. So, Stephanie, the new formula directs money to the most costly municipal programs like police, fire, roads. Are these the areas most in need of additional funding in Eau Claire?
It's not a hardship for us to fund those areas. The main issue is that it's a very small increase. And so basically that increase accounts for the inflationary growth of probably just one or two of our larger departments. So that is where we would spend that funding anyway. Those constraints are not a challenge. And because it's not very much money, it's mm-hmm. easy to spend that amount of money.
Mark Roloff, communities now required to maintain current police staffing levels or risk a cut in state funding. We saw between 2018 and 2019, Oshkosh reduce its police force by 8 officers. Is that raise in state funding worth the additional limits on budget decisions?
Well, I think the stat you probably threw out had to do more with vacancies. Our authorized strength hasn't changed. But I think Stephanie points out something that's similar to all of us. The increase is really going to help cover increased costs for what I call the big three, police, fire, public works. But what it will provide is we've been relying almost entirely on property taxes to cover increased costs over the years, because up until now, the cities, villages, and towns and counties get no cut of the sales tax, no direct cut of the sales tax or income tax. We rely solely on property taxes. So the relief, well, whether it's relatively minor, as Eau Claire is pointing out, or in Oshkosh, which it's still relatively minor, it's going to give property tax relief because we're not going to have to turn to the property tax as our only tool in our financial toolbox.
Mm. Anthony, what is your view on the new requirement to maintain police staffing levels?
You know, like Mark said, you know, the city of Kakana is also relying heavily on property taxes for the three critical services, police, fire, and public works. Right now, those three make up about 49% of our annual budget. This will help just with the basically with the inflationary costs.
I'm going to jump in here with, as we have a panel of city leaders on shared revenue, the increase in state funding for local communities throughout Wisconsin. Kakana's Anthony Penterman, Stephanie Hirsch of Eau Claire is here, and Oshkosh's Mark Roloff. You can add your voice to the discussion. Call in with a question or a concern at 800-642-1234. It's the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is the State Capitol Report on the Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. As communities around the state prepare for increased state funding flowing into their local budgets, we check in with three city leaders on how the shared revenue formula will affect services. Be part of the discussion at any point. Call in with a question, share a comment at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Stephanie Hirsch is here, Eau Claire City Manager, Anthony Penterman, Mayor of Kakana, and Mark Roloff, City Manager of Oshkosh. Mark, the state funding, the state is funding this new $300 million innovation fund that will award grants to local governments that combine services or duties if the mergers save at least 10% of pre-merger costs. How likely is that incentive to result in mergers and consolidations, cost savings for taxpayers?
Well, yeah, we just had a meeting with some city leaders last week and discussed at length this. You know, we've done a lot of these consolidations of many different sorts throughout the state over the years. So those improvements aren't going to count towards this innovation fund. So I think we're going to, I think some of us talked about looking at a granular level. What small things can we do that we haven't been doing that might be able to take advantage of this? The grant will cover about 25% of the cost. So, and it also requires a demonstrated, and that's yet to be defined, a demonstrated 10% increase or decrease in cost. And there's a lot more to that. But we're going to have to take a look at how the rules ultimately get developed by the state to see how we can take advantage of it. But I think strategically it'll probably happen on a more granular level. When you think about some of the great innovations that have been occurring over the last 30 years, a great example is the North Shore Fire Department in the north suburbs of Milwaukee. It was a great innovation, but they're not going to be able to take advantage of that because they've already done it. We're certainly looking at different possibilities. There's a being discussed the possibility of creating legislation to allow fire districts, which are a little different than what North Shore did. But to the degree we can get additional tools to create more consolidations and provide efficiencies, I think we all want to look at it. But the rules of the program are really going to dictate how much people take advantage of them.
Stephanie Hirsch, where do you see potential opportunities to share facilities or share staff or other overhead?
I echo Manager Roloff's comments that it's an exciting opportunity. That said, the 10%, the requirement for 10% savings will really present a challenge, and it's my guess that will have to be refined. The one of the areas where we are working on consolidation or coordination is in fire services, and to try to put together two departments that are very underfunded right now and then still be able to generate savings is a significant challenge, especially because our more rural fire departments are generally volunteer staffed and they really need to actually invest more in order to have the professional firefighters. So it doesn't seem like we'll be able to reach that 10% savings, but it's my understanding that those rules will get refined probably over time. And this is their first crack at it. But in general, I think it's great to have an innovation fund.
Anthony Penterman, in Kakana as mayor, does consolidation of services make local governments more efficient?
I believe so. About 2 years ago, we combined our EMS. We took on the Village of Combined Locks, so we won't be eligible for those funds. But we are continuing to look to expand our services to our neighboring towns and villages. Right now, we have a $1.75 million ladder truck on order. We could supply those neighboring communities with fire service also and hopefully maybe take advantage of some of that innovation fund money.
So I'm wondering, Mark Roloff, how could the state's funding of local government services be improved in the future? What do you have your eye on?
Well, I think clearly fire consolidation is something to look at, because you take a look throughout the state, whether it's urban areas or rural areas, that challenge remains. And attracting people to fire services is an equal challenge. So I think that providing those regional services, but for example, City of Oshkosh already provides emergency medical services to all but one of our surrounding townships. We even go out to another city and another village about 10 miles away. So that regional approach to providing services just makes so much sense. It is better for the taxpayer, but it's also better for the citizen or the resident who benefits from these services to be more reliable and effective. So I think you're going to see more of that. You know, there's things you can talk about, sharing equipment and things like that. And I think Mayor Penterman points out, you know, something like a ladder truck, which is so capital intensive, having the ability to share that type of equipment makes sense. But at a certain point, it needs to be shared on a larger regional basis so that everybody can take advantage of these types of equipment that can be better used if it's shared.
We're talking about Wisconsin state government setting aside additional money to support local government services, and we're getting reaction from Oshkosh City Manager Mark Roloff. We have Eau Claire City Manager Stephanie Hirsch and Kakana Mayor Anthony Penterman. You can join in, 800-642-1234. Stephanie Hirsch, you know, we went from 2014 to 2021, shared revenue barely grew, according to figures from the Department of Revenue. Are you worried about another long stretch without a boost in funding from the state?
I'm very worried about it, yes. And that was, I guess, what was discouraging for Eau Claire in this whole discussion, is because this was advertised as sort of a once-in-a-generation change or a kind of watershed moment. And for us, it just is such a small drop in the bucket. And so I do think that we as a state need to think about a bigger reform process. I mean, I think we need to think about reform to the formula, but also local communities really need more tools to generate revenue so that it's not all on the property tax. Wisconsin communities right now really only have two tools that they have control over. One is a referendum and the other is a local vehicle registration fee. And Eau Claire passed both of those in the past year. A referendum adding $44 per household and a wheel tax adding $24 per household. In comparison, this increase is an $18 per person. So really all of our pressure just keeps going on property tax, and we need more tools like an optional sales tax and other tools that lots of other states have these available, and we need to do those in Wisconsin. And I just want to point out that even though Eau Claire didn't prosper in this change, it has been really great to be listened to other communities and to understand how so many places are struggling, however they fared in this, the results of this. And they are rural communities that are our neighbors. We need them to succeed for us to succeed, and vice versa. So I'm happy it's happening, and I hope that this becomes the blueprint for more reform and more rapid reform.
Anthony Penterman, will this new formula reduce the number of referendums going to the ballot? What can voters expect?
Well, I hope so. You know, due to inflation, you know, a challenging recruitment and retention environment, property tax fatigue, we need additional support. Like you said, I hope we don't have a long stretch before we get additional funding. You know, we can't continually turn to the property taxpayer to fund these public services. You know, it's just not a long-term solution. So I think there's a lot of talks that need to be had yet, but appreciative of what they did so far.
Well, thank you all for joining us and coming to the table. That was Anthony Penterman, mayor of Kaukauna, Stephanie Hirsch, Eau Claire city manager, and Mark Roloff, Oshkosh city manager. This is a State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.